Coach is filmed before a studio audience.
Hey.
Hey, Doc.
Hey, Coach. Wow, so this is a new door, huh?
Yeah, finally got it to hang straight. Boy, I tell you, I am sick and tired of hanging doors, Dobber.
Well, you, me, and Luther crashing through this on a toboggan was a fluke. That'll never happen again. And Luther crashing through the new one with the floor waxer, well, that could happen again.
So, something on your mind, Dom?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, we got a surprise for you. Where do you see it? Come on.
Hey, what are you guys doing here? What's this?
A token of the athletic department's esteem for the fine work you've done this year.
Oh, God, look at this. Man, I always wanted a snowmobile.
Hey, why don't you hop on the saddle and see how she feels?
Oh, boy, she feels great, Luth.
This is to protect that winning head of yours.
Huh? Wow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hey, let me fire her up for you.
Oh, man, she sounds powerful, Luth.
No, she is powerful. Listen to this. She's out the back!
Boy, I've seen that before in cartoons, but never in real life.
Nuts, aren't they? I mean, look at all these gifts, Christine.
These are all from fans?
Fans, friends, suck-ups. Oh, man, we're in the big leagues now. What a season. Yeah, just hope I don't do something to let them down last game.
You won't. You're going to win today, and you are going to the bowl game.
I gotta warn you, I may get a little wild at the victory party tonight.
I gotta warn you, I may get a little wild after the victory party.
No. I gotta warn you, we may not go to the victory party. Okay. Okay.
Hey. Senior's in the team room.
Hey, what's that you got on your arm there?
It's a little good luck gift for people down at Smorgasbord sent to me. Isn't that great? See, you got some stuff, too.
You know, before this day gets away from us, there is something I want to say to you.
What's that?
It's been a long journey, but you and I have been partners how many years?
Almost 21.
You know, and through it all, the good times and the bad, and on the field and off the field, you've been like a rock, both. And I just want to tell you that I appreciate it.
I didn't know you were going to say something like that.
Well, I mean, it's a big day for us, and I'm sorry. I just wanted to tell you.
Well, I don't care how big a day is. You know, when you're nice like this, I just can't handle it. Everybody's being so nice today. You should see what Dauber's dad sent me from the meatpacking plant. He said a rump roast shaped just like a football.
Well, listen, why don't we go talk to the seniors, huh?
You go ahead. I need a few minutes.
Okay, you come when you're ready, right?
Oh, stop it.
I think the technology behind it is the same as pressed turkey. OK? Okay, man, listen up.
Ah, fellas, you know, it's kind of a bittersweet time for me. You seniors have been with me 4 years. You've seen us go from a team that could only win 3 games in your first year to a nationally ranked powerhouse. I mean, heck, you've not only seen it, some of you have actually played and been a part of it. But I'm going to tell you something. I promise you, you all are going to get a chance to play today.
Yeah!
Bet you. I mean, that is, unless it's close, you know? I mean, I love you guys. Now, if I don't talk to you again, just have great lives, okay? Go on out there and look sharp.
Yeah!
You okay?
Yeah, I'm going to be. Howard called. He's bringing some people down. Want to see you.
Oh, thanks, Luke.
I'd like you to meet Jim Van Poppel and Kimo Kawanamoku.
Hey, Mr. Van Poppel. Mr. Kawanamoku.
They're representatives of the Pineapple Bowl.
The Pineapple Bowl? I had no idea we were being considered for the Pineapple Bowl.
Well, you've had an excellent season.
Can you believe this? We could be going to Hawaii.
As you know, the Pineapple Bowl is traditionally broadcast on Christmas to a national television audience.
Christmas in Hawaii? Oh, God, what a religious experience that would be. Good luck.
Or as we say in Hawaiian, well, for Maikai Loa.
Hey, that's native and that's great.
Thanks for stopping by, guys.
Aloha! Aloha! The Pineapple Bowl!
Yeah. Can you imagine? You and me on the beach in Hawaii?
Oh, I can, but I'm not going to ruin this day.
Hayden? Somebody here wants to see you.
Hey, Luth, it's almost game time. It's going to have to wait.
I think this is somebody you're going to want to see now.
Who is it?
Jake Connelly.
Jake Connelly?
Pro college coach.
Jake the Snake Connelly?
Well, what other Jake Connelly is there?
None that I know of, my boy.
Oh, Jake!
Holy sakes, man, I can't believe it's you!
Well, it is. And I'm not going to show you the shrapnel in my butt to prove it.
Well, what the hell are you doing here?
Well, I was over at the Mayo Clinic finally getting some of that shrapnel taken out, and I thought, oh, what the hell? My season's over. I might as well limp down here and say hello.
You came all this way just to see me?
Well, the truth is, Aiden, I just wanted to be here when my star pupil went to his first bowl game. I would have done it sooner, but I didn't know it was going to take you 20 years to get to one.
21.
Hey, Jake, yeah, this is Howard Burley, our athletic director.
Oh, it's a great honor to meet you, sir. You are a coaching legend.
Everything you heard is true, too. He's the sneakiest coach to ever wear a whistle.
Yeah, it's really an honor, Jake.
I bet I've heard Hayden say 100 times he wouldn't be in coaching if you hadn't given him his first job.
That's right.
Every sneaky, shady, underhanded thing he ever learned, he got from you.
Dan's like a father to me.
So, listen, I know you're sold out for today's game, but you think you could find a seat for an old coach?
Find one? Howard, you don't need your seat, do you?
No, listen. Look, if you don't mind, I could even stand on the sidelines.
Mine? Come on, I'd love it.
Hey, maybe you could even help us coach.
Yeah, hey, Jay, here's the playbook.
I just want to wish you all the luck in the world today, Dave. You deserve it.
Oh, Jake, I got to tell you, this is... been a season of big thrills for me, but seeing you is the biggest. Listen, Howard, why don't you take Jake up the field and buy him a hot dog or something? And make sure the players from Kentucky see him. That'll shake him up.
Mess with their minds, Hayden. I like that.
Wow. Man, what a day.
I can't believe Jake the Snake came all the way from Texas to see me.
Hey, tell me the truth. Isn't this the best day you ever had in coaching?
Yeah, I gotta say it is.
Yeah. Problem is, you know, it's all downhill from here, though.
No, it isn't. Not if we win today's game and then we win the Pineapple Bowl, Luther. It'll be the best day in coaching we've ever had.
Yeah, that's true. Then this would be like second best day. God, you know, it's funny how life works that way, isn't it? I mean, the older you get, the better the days are. And, you know, days just keep getting better and better. And the days that you used to think that were good just keep sliding on down the list. Like the best day that I ever had in my whole life when I was in my 20s, it's probably, you know, like 54, 55 now.
So, you ready to go up?
Yeah, let's go get up.
Okay.
Like, what's the best meal you ever had?
Just listen to these fans! it.
With 10 seconds to play, all Minnesota State has to do is just fall on the ball and let the clock run out. Here come the Eagles to the line. They've been waiting for this for a long, long time. There's the snap.
On behalf of the 4,000 employees of Island Goddess Pineapple Products, we would like officially to invite you to compete in the 27th annual Pineapple Bowl.
Yeah! Oh my God! Hawaii! We're going to Hawaii?
We're going to have to put it to a vote. Fellas, any interest in playing one more game in Hawaii? Yeah! Yeah.
How do you feel?
Yeah, I'm just thrilled. I mean, I'm just listen, these guys have worked their hearts out all year. I mean, I just go up to them.
Are we ever going to Hawaii?
I'm happy for my daughter.
And I just want to say to Stuart Rosebrook, if he's watching it, I hope we fly over your house in California and they open the toilet tanks on the plane.
As you can see, everybody's pretty excited about it.
Well, any idea who your opponent's going
to
be?
No, I don't really care. I'm just glad to be here. I'm thrilled to be here. I don't care who it is. Doesn't matter.
Now that you've officially accepted, we can officially tell you. You'll be playing against your mentor and lifelong friend, Jake Connolly.
Huh? Jake, I thought you were going to the festival.
Well, we were, but, you know, I
couldn't pass this off.
It ought to be good for some publicity, don't you think?
Well, you knew all along we'd be playing each other?
Oh, this is going to be some kind of matchup. Two of the wiliest and craftiest coaches in the country going head-to-head in the biggest game of their lives.
By the way, Hayden, I think this belongs to you.
What's the matter?
I've just blown the biggest opportunity of my life. That's what's the matter.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about Jake Connolly playing me for a fool. You think he just came down here out of the blue, Luth? He came down here knowing he was going to the Pineapple Bowl. Came down here to spy on us. And me, just to make sure he got everything he needed, Hayden, the sap, gave him our playbook. Forget the playbook. He stood on the sidelines. He knows our whole system.
You and Jake go back so far, I can't believe he would use you like that.
Christine, honey, this is not the network news. This is the real world. What do you think they call him, Jake the Snake?
Not because it rhymes, I'll tell you that.
I can't believe I was this stupid. Me, of all people, I know how the man works. Oh, they're going to be laughing about this in locker rooms for years. The day the snake swallowed the fox.
Boy, this day sure slid down the list. I mean, this is my last shot at glory, and now it's flushed. I tell you, Hayden, I can't take it anymore. I mean, I can't take the roller coaster ride. First you're up, then you're down. Then you're up, then you're down. Hey, somebody, stop the world. I want to get off.
Isn't there something you can do? I mean, you still have 3 weeks before the game.
3 weeks to change the system we spent years putting together?
Could be done.
Yeah, well, I'm not saying it's not possible.
It'll take a lot of hard work, yeah. We got to change our whole playbook. We got to change our signals. We got to disguise all our defensive alignments.
Xerox, you have to have cigarettes, clipping things together, stapling stuff.
Means working nonstop from now until Christmas.
Hey, I'm all for it if you are.
Okay, we're going to do it. We'll get the other coaches. Tell them we're pulling an all-nighter, Luther. Order some food. And listen, tell Dauber to tell the players that we're back to our regular practice schedule. All right? There's a lot of stuff to learn. From now until Christmas, nothing but football.
Got it.
If I see anybody shopping for gifts, they're off the team.
Got it.
If you work like this, you'll kill yourself.
Look, if his team beats mine, fine. But he's not going to out-coach me. Now, you just go to the victory party, honey, and explain to him why we're not there.
Oh, Hayden, I'm so sorry. I thought tonight was going to be just a great night for you.
Honey, you ought to know by now there are no great nights for me. Oh. Listen, don't worry about it. Everybody else on this team is going to be working just as hard as I am.
Hey, I'm ordering Chinese. You want to share a poo-poo platter?
Okay, so by now Jake knows we run the halfback option with Cardell from this formation, so we'll cross him up and we'll run it with Monahan. Kenny can pass, can he?
Kenny's a great passer. He's on the Redskins now.
God, I'm tired. Who am I thinking of?
Hey, it's 9 o'clock in the morning. We can't keep this up.
Morning, troops. How's it going?
I'm sorry. I know you must all be exhausted. Just realize that everyone in this department is behind you 110%. And if there's anything I can do, I'm here till 5 o'clock. I also wanted to remind you about the press conference this morning.
Oh, that's right. What time is that?
9:15. I'll see you there. Oh, by the way, the pineapple people have done a fabulous job decorating the locker room. It's tropical, yet athletic.
I really hope he gets an ear infection the day before we leave.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize you were all in here.
Oh, well, look who's here. What the hell you want?
Well, I just wanted to talk to you before the press conference.
Got nothing to say to you, Jake.
What's the matter?
Come on, Jake, if you're going to screw me, but don't act innocent about it.
Will somebody please fill me in on what the hell he's talking about?
He's upset because you're screwing him, but you're acting innocent about it.
I suppose it's too much to hope that you run the defense around here.
No, that's me.
Hayden, I'd like to get to the bottom of this.
Yeah, okay. Guys, take a break, and we'll meet back here after the press conference.
You look like you've been up all night.
Thanks to you.
You're so nervous about playing against me that you stayed up all night working? I really got to you, didn't I?
You stole my plays, Jake.
What do you mean I stole your play?
I know how you work. You came here under the guise of friendship, knowing all the time you're going to the Pineapple Bowl. You stand on the sidelines for 3 hours, and now you know everything there is to know about our team.
Now, you asked me to stand on the sidelines.
No. You asked me.
Did I?
Uh-huh. And I was dumb enough to consider it an honor.
Come on. You think I could pick up your signals and memorize an 80-page playbook in 3 hours?
Huh? I think you could memorize the Minneapolis phone book in 3 hours if you thought it could help you win.
Hayden, I wasn't on the sidelines to spy on you. I was there because I was proud of you.
Jake, now you knock it off. I know what you're doing, and I'm not biting.
Hayden, I'm sorry you feel this way. I did come here as a friend. I thought it'd be a nice surprise. You know, I didn't have to go to the Pineapple Bowl. But when I saw that there was a chance that we could coach against each other, I thought, hey, that's something we could tell our grandkids about. Maybe I was wrong. You know, I thought you knew me better than this.
We'll start as soon as Hayden arrives.
There he is. There's my man.
Jake, before we get started here, can I talk to you in private for a second?
Sure. Jake, excuse us both.
So I'm going to go out on a limb here. I don't know. You know, maybe the pressure of being in the first bowl game's gotten to me, and I'm not thinking straight. But if you came here out of friendship, I mistrusted that. I'm sorry. Jake, you mean an awful lot to me. I want to believe it was out of friendship.
But I want you to believe it's out of friendship. Because it was. Can an old coach give you a bit of advice? Lighten up, Hayden. It's only a game. Enjoy it.
Yeah, you crafty old buzzard. Keep me off balance all the time. I'm still learning from you.
Good. Come on.
Ladies and gentlemen of the press, here they are. The opposing coaches of this year's Pineapple Bowl from Minnesota State University, Hayden Fox. And from Southern Texas, Jake Connolly.
How does it feel to be in your first bowl game and facing your mentor?
Oh, well, it's, first of all, it's the biggest thrill of my coaching career. I mean, I couldn't be happier. Well, I mean, this is going to be something that Jake and I can tell our grandkids about. See, this man is like a father to me. Everything I know about coaching, I learned from him. You see, they call him Jake the Snake. But I've never had a closer friend or a man I respected more than this man right here. And it's going to be an honor just to be on the same field with this gentleman.
Coach Connolly, how do you feel about facing your star protege?
I feel fantastic. But, you know, I think Hayden's trying to soften me up with all of this talk about friendship, fathers, and grandkids. This is war. And I'm going to kick his butt from Hilo to Honolulu.